No. Just watching TLO on the Twitch, but now I got to clean up the kitchens. How about we listen to some Danish radio?
En skuffelse for Dansk Folkeparti, men hvor overrasket er du over, at partiet går tilbage?
Det er overrasket over. Altså, jeg er ikke overrasket over, at partiet ikke får en helt perlerække af ministerposter. Det har jeg aldrig troet, de vil. Men at de decideret går tilbage i, procent, at de heller ikke får en eneste
good news. So in the context, Denmark just had an election, and well, in the political landscape, the party called DF that they're talking about is well, in my opinion, one of the not so good parties to support. I'm no proponent of immigration. Let's just be upfront about that. But do I hate other people because of their culture and their skin color? No. Do the people that back DF that? Yeah, most of them. So, pretty happy about that party not going forward, because for a long time they had a lot of drive in Denmark, but seems as if they're lucky streak. Has come and passed. But it's too distracting listening to them talking about politics. Too quick. Well, something I wanted to touch up on, I know I've talked about it before, but 2 days in a row now it's been brought up in conversation with people, and I figure Why not talk some more about it? And it's this whole thing about how people perceive posters on GWA or whatever. And I think people are quick to build a wrong impression of what it means to be a poster on GWA, because I don't know. I need to move this closer. I hope it doesn't do anything. I wouldn't say on a I wouldn't say on a regular basis, because that would be untrue, but I have on numerous occasions been told that I'm intimidating to talk to. And I think I'm gonna post this on Backstage, because I feel like it's relevant enough, but I think people get an image in their head as if posters are, well, maybe this is just for me, for my case, I don't know, but that we're more than we really are. Like, we're just normal beings doing something that, well, I mean, is fairly uncommon and sort of taboo. So I don't fault you for at least taking that into your considerations when you think about a person and whatever mental image appears. But I think, like, think about this. What if you had a YouTuber that had like 1,000, not even 1,000, like, I don't know, maybe 100 subscribers or something? Would you be intimidated talking to them about what they do on their channel? I mean, I don't think so. Maybe that's just me, but and I know that we don't do the same thing, and I know that I'm not you and all that, but I still feel like there's some kind of misunderstanding of who people on GWA are, because we're just people. We're just regular dudes, dudettes, and whatever falls in between that, you know, do their thing and enjoy, for the most part, talking to people. And if you talk to us as if we're normal human beings as well, rather than trying to lift us up to some reasonable stardom, you know, I think most of us would appreciate that, because that's just what most of us are, I think. I mean, on one hand, is it kind of cool that people call me intimidating? Maybe, I don't know. I don't really think so. It's, and like, I feel, maybe this is just me, again, I'm not posting as much as I used to, but even back in my quote-unquote prime, people definitely, extremely so, had the wrong impression of how popular people are. I mean, obviously, again, I posted more or less niche audios back then, because a lot of mine was in the far end of what I would call fear play, or rape play, whatever. And obviously also rape fantasies and stuff, so my audios would have been in a more far end of the spectrum, I guess you could say, but at the same time, I don't know. I would get some attention, and still do, when I post regularly. And having a regular schedule really is more important than anything, because that's how you know that people come back and listen to your stuff. But like, I think people completely misjudge how popular people are on DWA, and again, it might just be me, but like, there are not that many people talking to me, and like, I don't know. I would get some comments on my audios, like way more than I would get PMs, but, and also this is probably also because I'm a dude, but I would not get that many PMs, and I'm not, this is not me complaining, this is just me telling you that there is not that much communication unless you actively build on it. Like, there aren't that many people directly talking to you, to us. And again, you might disagree, but I feel like it's been brought up enough times that it's relevant to bring, like, to discuss, because I don't know. Having a sort of false image. It sort of bothers me. Fuck, that's cold. Like, there's nothing intimidating or stardom-y about me. Other people might want that to be a part of their image on here, and totally fine by me, but that's just not who I am. Something to cut with. Like, take the other day, this dude sent me a PM on Bear, and he was like, "Why don't you have Skype?" Sad smiley, and I'm like, "I do have Skype, and I use it here and there. What's it to you?" And he's like, "Do you want to drain my balls with your voice?" And I'm like, "Buddy, you're barking up the wrong tree, and especially when you're talking like that." And I'm sure women get a lot more of these fucking idiots like that. But most of the people that talk to me are actually quite nice about the whole thing and courteous, which I'm sure would have a much higher success rate if I was interested in playing these days, but that's neither here nor there. What's that, 577? Yeah. And I'm sure there are some people out there that get a fuck ton of people messaging them. Maybe that's annoying. Maybe they are considered stars. I don't know. But I don't know. For me, it's more like, I don't know. I don't really want to be perceived that way. Like, I don't feel like I've ever earned. I don't feel like I've ever done anything to feel or to be intimidating. I mean, I get that my audio is hearing that, but I mean, even if that shows an aspect of who I am, is that my whole person? No. That's a good song. So, yeah. And that brings me to something else I've been thinking about, and maybe that's just me overanalyzing things, but I think it has more to say about the people that listen and assume things about you without really knowing your person, because you are only seeing a sliver of someone's personality when they're doing a certain kink or aspect. Like, you don't know how I am when I wake up. You don't know, do I drink coffee? Do I drink tea? Do I drink neither? And I feel like the whole being intimidating thing has more to do with the listener being shy or like than so much else, because like, I feel like, aside from very, very specific cases, I've never really said anything or done anything mean, aside from those specific cases, obviously, which I'm not gonna bring up, because it was completely in the context of whatever was going on. And it was just my opinion, so I wonder if that's actually a language they're saying. It might be. And maybe I'm just speaking, maybe I'm talking out of my ass. Maybe I am intimidating. But why then? Why am I intimidating? Like, is it purely because you've listened to my audios, or like, do you actually know me? Because I feel like the people that know me, know that for 99.9% of the time, I'm a sweetie cutie pie, and as nice as they come. And I know that I'm tooting my own horn here, but hey, just kind of rehashing what people have said to me before, so. Humble brag! Wonder if it's seen as offensive listening to this. Like, not this audio, but the music. I like doing my dishes and talking to y'all. It's very cathartic in a way. Asparagus soup. Today's soup is was actually more of a stew, but it's still kind of soupy. Goulash, or however you pronounce it. I think it's supposedly Slovakian. But, you know, what the hell do I know? Would make sense that it was Eastern European somewhere. Oh yeah. My favorite song. In the lonely city. Camelback. I don't know the lyrics all that well. Things are we forget. This is goddamn tough. But this time might be big enough. See, I reckon what you're saying. Boots on. I just my horse. My horse is bold. This time. I honestly love this song so much. You can shoot me in the mountain, in the cold highway. You can do it in the countryside, walk the plains. Give us any closure, but cowboys need to run. But this time I'd be big enough for both of us. Do, do, do. I'm sorry. I know that was probably super loud, but it was a good song. Oh yeah. And then there's Pelike with Toto Africa. Yeet. Only just heard it today. Love it already. He can sing so well. Drag me away from you. There's nothing that I need more than I could ever do. That was a cheese slicer. And this is another one. Eat a lot of cheese. Cheese good. No. Reminds me of Hammerfall and AC/DC, Kiss, Iron Maiden. Almost done. This just had water in it. Walter Coffey. Add some cheese on this. Having this. Oh yeah, cereal. Ah. If people enjoy these, I'll make more of them. Or at least... I mean, I'm gonna keep posting them on my own subreddit, but, you know. If people enjoy this random kitchen crap on Backstage where I'm gonna post this, might post more. And just altogether stop posting it on my own subreddit, but... We'll see. Maybe people hate it and want to murder it. Could also be. Stupid thing. I need some fucking glue or something for the bottom of this bowl. Not that it's broken. I want to point that out. It's just... like a rubber ring on the bottom so it doesn't skid around and it always pops out. I guess that's what you get for buying cheap plastic bowls. Because, you know, I'm not gonna fucking spend like $60 on a fucking plastic bowl. Even though a certain someone suggested it. Semi-related to my family. Loves doing kitchen stuff and was like, oh yeah, you should totally get that. And as much as I do enjoy cooking and to some degree also cleaning up the kitchen because it feels pretty nice having, you know, a good workspace. Buying several bowls to that in that price range never really going to be a thing for me, I think. Having a good cutting board, having good knives, and having good cooking appliances, I think is the word. Like, good pans and pots or whatever is the most important for me. All the other things are secondary. Wow. I hope you enjoyed this kitchen crap episode. It's probably 9 by now, the episode, not the clock. But yeah, I'll catch you.